If you'd like to read with me, turn to Psalms 107. You ever seem like the thing that's on my heart today? Maybe I was reading some before I got down here, maybe yesterday evening, and just thinking about the way. You know how God, He'll always make a way somewhere or other wanting. Sometimes people complain.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we will complain about the way. It don't seem just exactly maybe the way that it ought to lead to us. But amen, God will always make it right. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
You know, Brother Eric, there's a lot of people has a problem with Him. Ain't
right.
Jesus said, blessed is He that is not offended in me.
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you how precious that name is. But boy, it don't go over too good in a lot of places in this world.
Amen.
But amen, it's still good. Amen. They'll never make it bad.
Yeah.
They might try to put it down, but they'll never make it bad. But follow with me here. Psalms 107. I'll start about the first verse. The Bible says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted and them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way. Now notice that. And that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. That might be as far as I'll read right there, but I mean, you can just keep going on and reading about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
And Brother Jerry, God will always make a way. And you know, I was thinking about as Brother Jerry was talking there in Sunday school about just the way, you know, the journey there between here and, you know, to heaven by the time. Between the time that we get saved and the time we go to heaven, you know, it's something to think about, just the way. And a lot of us experience a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking how sometimes along the way, how that we're, in other words, approached by things that, amen, will trouble us and we'll get upset about it and discouraged.
Yeah.
And Brother Eric, I was thinking back in the Old Testament, how the children of Israel, and think about how that God always would make a way. You know, sometimes they would complain, gripe about it, and all this. And all right, if I sit down here on this altar, amen. Brother Dre's a good carpenter. He built me a little altar, and I've got him a prayer room at home. And amen, if I broke this, amen, I believe he'll help us fix another. But I was thinking about the children of Israel. You know, the Bible says that there was a king by the name of Arad, and he was a king of the Canaanite people.
Right.
And when he found out, and this was when the children of Israel was traveling, when he found out that they was coming the way of the spies, amen, he fought against them, Brother Eric. And the Bible said that he took some of them prisoner. And the children of Israel, amen, they made a vow to God. Now it sounds to me like that they, you know, their enemies, sister, as they faced them, I mean, they just fell to the left and fell to the right. Boy, they was defeating them and going right on through. But amen, it tells me that they had some dread about these people, the Canaanites. Amen, and the Bible said that they made a vow unto God that if He would deliver them from these people, they said, we'll utterly destroy them.
Uh-huh.
Now notice this, amen. The Bible said that God hearkened unto the voice of Israel. Amen. He answered their prayer. He gave them victory over their enemy.
Yeah.
And amen, they utterly destroyed them.
Amen.
Now you notice that, amen. We hear so much talk about how Moses back in the wilderness, amen, made the brazen serpent and all that. Maybe by the Lord's help I'll get to that. Amen. If I don't, then maybe I'm singing a song, Brother Jerry. I've done that same thing one time, just about like that, but I just stood up there. But amen, after a while, God gave it back to me, and I went on. But the Bible said that the children of Israel, the reason I wanted to bring this in, God had just given them a great victory. And amen, they was on the way, as you'd say. But after that he'd give them this great victory, Bible said that God named this place Hormah, I believe he said. And the Bible said that the children of Israel journeyed from Mount Hor, H-O-R. They journeyed from Mount Hor, amen, by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the Bible said that the way, in other words, as they was going along the way, the children of Israel, they began to get discouraged, amen, in their soul. Bible said that their soul began to get discouraged because of the way. Amen. God was leading them right, and they was going where that they ought to go, but amen, they got discouraged because of the way. You know, I think sometimes about us and how that it is, amen, just because we face troubles in our life, amen, because Satan comes our way and tries to get us sometimes to even doubt our salvation. Amen, still don't mean that God's not leading you in the right way. Amen, it's just our job a lot of time to follow. But amen, sometimes people can do like these people did. Amen, Sister Mary, I like to look a lot of time at the children of Israel when they was in the wilderness. And I like to read about the examples in the Old Testament. Brother Earth, they was, as we'd say, the Old Testament church. Amen. It's a schoolmaster for the new, praise God. There were so many examples back there that we might face giants today that wouldn't look like Goliath, but it'd still be a giant in our life. Amen. It could be cancer. It could be something else. But it's a giant that needs moving. But nevertheless, there's a lot of examples in the Old Testament. But the Bible said that then these people began to get discouraged. And they said this about the Bible said that they spake against God, and they spake against Moses, amen, that was doing his best to lead them right. And the Bible said that God sent fiery serpents among them, and they began to bite the children of Israel, and they began to die. And again, amen, again they came to the man of God, and they said to Moses, they said, how we've sinned against God, we spake against God, and we spake against you. And they asked Moses to pray for them, that help might would come their way. And now before that I go any further, the thing, amen, that's something to be thought about. This was right after, that they had just had great victory. Amen, a king and a land that they read. Amen, that they'd made a vow to God that they would do whatever. Amen, that he wanted them to. God delivered them from that, and boy, he did. He just laid them right in their hand. And the next scene right on down the road that they're in, amen, that they're getting discouraged. Does it sound like us a little bit sometimes? Amen, I'll tell you something. We don't like it, but sometimes when we're having to wear the old prayer bones out, amen, and we're going through troubles, and we're going through trials, amen, it seems like it's hard for Satan to get much of a hand upon us, because we so humble, and we're seeking the face of God, and we're in distress, and we're needing help. But boy, I'll tell you something. You let a soldier that's just had victory in a battle, amen, all the time he's fighting the shields in front. But once he has a great victory, he'll drop that shield to the side, head home with a big smile, and get caught right in the face. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Amen. There's more to it than just shouting all the time. There's battles to go through. And praise God, sometimes Jesus puts them there for us. Just for a purpose. Amen. Don't forget about Goliath. Amen. The Bible said Israel had their army set in array on one side, and the children of Israel had their armies on the other side. And David defeated Goliath in the valley. I ain't going to preach on him, but I just come to my mind. Did you know the Bible said that he would go down into this valley? And he would defy the armies of the living God. David went down and he defeated him in the valley. I just want to touch on that. But amen, getting back to the children of Israel.
Bless
God was leading them the right way. But amen, they was discouraged. And this is what they said. They said, you brought us out of the land of Egypt. And said, there's no bread. There's no water. Our souls could loaf this light bread.
Bless him, Lord.
And according to the Bible, amen, when he sent the fiery serpents among them, they began to bite them and they began to die. Much people died of the children of Israel because this serpent's God had sent among them.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We talk in the Word of God about this God destroying the heathens. How that he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality. Amen. It was wrong then. It's still wrong today. Amen. I'll tell you something. I'm going to wake up in jail as knowing, amen, that I left this walk of life and hadn't stood against something. Glory to God. But according to the Word of God, amen, the Bible said that they said we spake against God. And we spake against Moses. And God destroyed some of the children of Israel because of this.
Amen. Amen.
There's a lot of people they wouldn't think twice.
Yeah.
About bad-mouthing some leader in the church that was really close to God. They wouldn't think twice about bad-mouthing some old loud-mouthed preacher. And boy, there's a lot of them that won't think twice about bad-mouthing the Lord Himself. But let me tell you something. He said, I am God. He said, I am the beginning, I am the end. As He said in Sunday school. And He said, in other words, He owned it all. He said, if I was hungry, I'd not have to ask you. In Isaiah, He said, I would not ask thee. Amen. He owns the cattle of a thousand hills.
Yeah.
He's not some little God sitting off in a corner somewhere waiting for the approval of the leaders of this nation.
Yeah.
No, sir. But I'll tell you something. Amen. These people that's making these ungodly rules and laws and trying to steer away and pervert God's people. Amen. Their hands will fold in death just like mine and yours. And then they'll stand before an almighty God. Amen. And they'll wish that they walk for the jury in the right way, glory to God. But the children of Israel, as these serpents began to be among them and began to bite them, and they began to pray, they went back to the man of God. They bad mouthed him, but they come to him. You heard no Brother Oliver England. Some of you sure probably heard about him. Brother Oliver England, he's an old preacher, man. He used to work with me when I was about 18. Now I'm a half a century and five, so it's been a day or two ago. But I used to work with him when I first started working, first job I ever worked on. Brother Oliver England used to say, I'll tell you what, Brother Jerry, he preached about as many revivals any man I know.
He did.
He'd come in of the evening, milk about two or three old cows, feed a bunch of chickens and turkeys, and I don't see how he done it, I'm telling you, don't. Head off to revival over somewhere about Kentucky. When you got to the workplace the next morning, he'd be there before the rest of us ready to go. But he said, let me tell you something. He said, people will badmouth the man of God. They'll talk about him every which way to be thought of. But said, seems like this sure somebody dies, they'll holler for somebody. Nothing else to preach a funeral. Sometimes one of the kids gets sick, they didn't even pray. People humble down. They'll say, well, it wouldn't hurt to ask old so-and-so to pray. Remember my family in prayer now. But according to the Word of God, they've been bad-mouthing Moses. They've been bad-mouthing God. They said they had. Said, we spake against you. And so as they went to Moses, the merciful man of God, more meek than any man in Israel, he went to the Lord for them. Though they'd been speaking about him. Say bad things about him. He went to God in prayer on their behalf.
Yes, amen.
Amen, brother.
Can you imagine that to an extent? Lord, they've been talking about me terrible. Would you please help them? That took grace, amen. Bible says that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law came by Moses. But boy, there was some grace there.
Amen.
Amen. According to the Word of God. The Bible said that the Lord told Moses, He said, make me a serpent. And said, put it up on a pole. And said, then when one is bitten, said, whosoever looks up at it, he'll not die. Now I want you to notice something right here. He didn't say God took them serpents away from him. I don't believe, according to this at all, that he removed the serpents. He didn't say they was there to that extent until the people done this. But once he sent them among them, God made a way.
Amen.
But they had caused it to be rough for their own self.
Yeah.
Do we not do that sometimes?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So many times, sister, I've heard. Oh, I've heard right here so bad because I erred from the direct, true way that God led me. Amen. These people, God sent them the serpent, amen, by Moses to put up on the pole, as you'd say. He made a brazen serpent. That when they would look up at it, after they'd been bit, they wouldn't die. But you know something? People were still getting bit. The serpents were still among them. But God made a way.
Amen.
You know, just like in the day and time we live, we can find all kinds of trouble on every hand. Spiritually speaking, the land's full of serpents.
Yeah. That's right.
I ain't calling God's creation serpents, but I'm talking about the evil that's in.
Yes,
amen. The evil that's in. Amen. There's a lot of people that kill the prettiest child that you could ever set in your lap and enjoy every moment of it. Amen. That's ungodliness. That's worser, amen, than we can imagine. All these people this day and time killing little children. Don't care who they kill, brother. Don't have to know you. Don't have to hate you. Ain't never seen you. They love killing you.
No.
Just evil in the land. Amen. So much. Amen. I believe I'd rather dodge a few snakes just put up with some things that some people's having to put up with in the land and country this day and time. You know, you hear in the Word of God how that Israel and all the nations, they faced a lot of enemies.
Yeah.
But you know, there's one now in America, they don't care who they kill.
Right.
No matter whether they know you or not. And they like it if they found out they did. You know, I seriously believe that that's an enemy that America will never shake. Not completely. God's people to an extent. Israel's fought with them for years, ain't
it?
But He'll still make a way for His people.
Yeah.
He will. He didn't remove the serpents in the land. It don't say He did. He just made a way that if they got bit, that they would come and they would look at that serpent. Moses would put up on that pole and they wouldn't die. Amen. There's a lot of trouble going on in our land and country right now. But you know what Jesus said in the New Testament? He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, He said, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up.
Yeah,
amen. I'll tell you something. There's trouble going on all around us. Amen. We can still lift Him up.
Amen.
And boy, I'll tell you what, things of evil may not be removed from our land and country. But if we'll live for Him, amen, God can still bless us to sit in heaven places.
Yeah.
Amen. We can still see people saved. Amen. Because of Jesus Christ was crucified upon Calvary.
Yeah.
Amen. He died upon the cross. He arose the third and appointed morning. And He ascended back to God. And He sits at the right hand of God making intercession for you and for me.
Yeah.
Amen. He's made a way for us. And praise God, I'm thankful for that way. And no wonder that He said, I am the way, I'm the truth. And I am the life.
Right, brother.
And I'm thankful for the way. And you know, so many people don't want to take it. And some of us, sometimes when we start out, we're like the children of Israel. We do things. God help me, I've been there, I know. We do things that makes our own way so much harder sometimes. God will send a way to help us. But you know, it still might be harder because the way that we've erred in our life. Boy, you young people, I'll tell you, you better live close to God. You mid folks, old folks, no matter who you are, you better live close to the Lord.
Amen.
I've erred before. I know. I don't like to even talk about this, but I've been in church for a pretty good while. And I backed up on God and stayed out of church for years. Years! And boy, I'll tell you what, talking about erring in the way, I mean, brother, I've done things that was awful. And I had been saved by the grace of God, but I was too stubborn to go to church, too stubborn to read my Bible.
Yeah.
But God can get you attention and He can bring you right to the way.
Yeah, amen.
You know what? There's a lot of people who make fun of me for saying this, but that don't matter. Amen. We're despised anyway, ain't we, Terry? But you know what? There was a place way up the creek from my house where that I used to pray when I was close to God. I hadn't been in church in a long time, and I was walking up through there one day, and I looked down there where I used to pray, and there was stuff all thrown in there. big old spruce pine tree, and there's a big old root that come out, one of its roots come up kind of out of the ground, and it's just real good alder for me. I'd be out a squirrel hunting or something as I was growing up, you know, and I'd pray there. And you know, that was a voice spoke to me, and I looked at that place, and there was all kinds of things thrown in there. And you know what? That was the boy who spoke to me and said, just like your life, full of trash. Mm-hmm. And boy, let me tell you something. God began to get my attention then. And I began to pray for God to help me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. There's something about that precious voice when he speaks to you.
Yeah.
Amen. He's able to get your attention. Yeah. I can help out now, really, that you may seem to get. He can put you in a place where he can get your attention. You might wind up in the ditch somewhere at midnight and it's snowing, ice, and rain, whatever. But God can get your attention,
right,
and he can direct you back on the right way, and he's able to keep us in the right way, and he is the way.
Amen.
Yep. And you know what? God took care of the children of Israel, and he made way for them.
Yep.
The Bible said because of the way, people was discouraged.
Yep.
A lot of people's getting discouraged now. And you know, that's the first thing a lot of people wants to say. Well, if there's a God, why is all these bad things happening?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
That's his business and ain't mine. God's going to get his number. Other people say, why is all these little children die? If more old folks had got saved, maybe they wouldn't. Did you ever think that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But God's going to get his number.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll get his number. You know, the Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, and that's another way of God that we do not understand. We look at death as a destruction. So many times we look at death as a destruction. But let me tell you something, if it's a little bitty child or it's somebody saved by God's amazing grace and they're ready to go, amen, no wonder he says, precious in his sight is the death of his saints. Amen, he knows that's another one that Satan can't slap around. Amen, and back stick in this world and caused multitudes of lies to be told on them. I'm bringing them home, praise God, his ways. As he said in the book of Isaiah, he said, my way is higher than your ways. And praise God, it is.
Yeah, amen.
And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Yes, praise the Lord.
The Lord will make a way.
Yeah.
It may not seem the best one sometime to us, but he'll do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And amen, when people will get bit by them snakes, and I come to a cloak. When they would get bit, they would come, and they would look up at that serpent.
Yeah.
Brazen serpent that Moses put upon that pole. They wouldn't die then.
That just
kept coming to me yesterday evening when I was reading that, that he didn't remove them serpents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still danger and evil in the land. But you just look up. I'll take care of it. One way or another. Woo! Glory! You can't beat that, can you?
That's right.
Amen. Let us stand.